Welcome to CW Today, a daily 5-minute program dedicated to helping women with their life relationships. Hosted by veteran ladies conference speaker and the editor of Christian Womanhood magazine, Mrs. Loretta Walker. The closer a woman's heart is to the heart of God, the better able she is to thrive in her relationships with others. In that spirit, here's the host of CW Today, Mrs. Loretta Walker.
Going to keep on talking about circling the wagons, which means a form of protection, protecting yourself from outside sources. Sometimes it might mean you protecting yourself from doing wrong when you are outside the wagons. But anyway, circle the wagons. And today we're going to talk about keep your feet. Now, I know this probably seems ridiculous, but ladies, we as Christian ladies can go to the wrong places. You know, we have that ability and freedom to be able to go to the wrong places, and we need to keep our feet in the right places. Ecclesiastes 5:1 says, "Keep thy foot when thou goest to the house of God, and be more ready to hear than to give the sacrifice of fools, for they consider not that they do evil." So he said, keep thy foot when you're going to the house of God, be ready to hear, do right. So he's talking about your feet going the right places. And then Exodus 3:5, and he said, "Draw not nigh hither, put off thy shoes from off thy feet, for the place whereon thou standest is holy ground." He's talking about our feet again, and he wants us to be careful about where our feet go. And as we are there, to realize the importance of where we are, where we are at, you know. So he's talking to Moses there and talking about you're standing on holy ground. But ladies, keep your feet. Let's be careful about where we're going. Do you know, ladies, there are some situations where we sit and gossip too much. And I think there's areas that we can be going out just having too much fellowship time. And as we go, of course, that's keeping your tongue. But I'm talking about if you didn't even go, you wouldn't have to worry about being in bad situations. So keeping your feet. Can I tell you another thing? We need to keep our feet from places that might give us a bad reputation. Now, this sounds funny, doesn't it? But the other day, the GPS was taking us to a convenience store. And when I got to the convenience store, I saw it was more liquor than convenience store. And immediately I pulled out of the parking lot and thought, I would not want somebody to see my vehicle parked at a store that had more liquor than it had convenience. Now, I know liquor's everywhere, and I'm not worried about that, but I'm just saying, a place that's primarily selling liquor, do I want my feet close to that place? How about some of the places that you go? Would you want Jesus to know that you go there? Let's be careful about where your feet go, where you go. We tell teenagers, don't do that. You know, I know when I was a teenager, I went out with friends and we did wrong things. We went out into the woods and did things in secret that we wouldn't want our parents to know that we were doing. And that's bad. But do ladies ever go places they shouldn't go? I would think that we do, and we should be very conscious about keeping our feet going the right places, both where we can be a good testimony and where we can keep ourselves from evil and doing wrong things. So let's be more conscientious and circle those wagons to keep your feet from going the wrong places. Rejoice in the Lord always, and again I say rejoice.
Thanks, Miss Loretta. CW Today is a production of Faith Music Radio. For additional material about Loretta Walker, CW Today, and about Christian Womanhood magazine, visit Faith Music Radio online at www.faithmusicradio.com.